The United States has conducted an operation that killed Osama bin Laden, the leader of Al-Qaeda.
News and reaction all morning long. Add your voice to the mix. What does it mean to you? Call 877-8-MY-TAKE. Good morning. Celeste Headlee here with John Hockenberry. Let's take a look at some of the headlines now at 15 minutes past the hour. And, of course, the biggest headline, the FBI has now updated its list of most wanted terrorists this morning. That's because the president announced the death of Osama bin Laden last night. The president cautioned, though, that the war on terror is not over. Richard Clark was the head of counterterrorism for Presidents Bush and Clinton, and he told ABC News, Al-Qaeda is not huge or well-organized, and they won't strike back.
We don't have to be facing an organization of thousands of people. We just need to be facing an organization of a few hundred trained, dedicated people, and we are.
And we've been trying to get reactions from listeners all morning now. Joining us is a takeaway listener, Tom, who listens locally on WNYC. And Tom, you actually volunteered as an iron worker to try and rescue people trapped after 9/11. Clearly, this must be a moment for you.
Yes, yeah. I'm real happy. I'm a union dock builder, and I was down there volunteering with a torch, and I was burning the twisted steel beams and helping extract the bodies from that carnage. And I always felt bad for those poor people, and I'm glad that justice was served. And I'm sure I speak for all the construction workers that were down there. We're glad that they got the son of a gun.
And so do you feel a sense of closure?
No, not at all, because, like you say, it's an unsettled world, and there's a lot of bad guys out there, and they're going to still try to keep getting us, and we need to keep have a good offense going. But I'm just glad that the guy that masterminded the plot is dead. And, you know, he got his just desserts. But there's more of them like him out there, and we need to be vigilant in protecting our borders and protecting our country and keeping it free. And God bless the soldiers that do that.
That's Tom, one of our listeners here at The Takeaway. He called us at 877-8-MY-TAKE, and we are looking for you to give us a call with your reaction as well.
On this moment, the day after the announcement of the death of Osama bin Laden, we've been getting reaction from all across the world and all across the political spectrum. Joining us now is Richard Perle, former Assistant Secretary of Defense under President Ronald Reagan and an advisor on policy and strategy for the Bush administration. Richard Perle, good morning. So I'm wondering, sir, if in light of these events, and they're dramatic, and you were close to them for many, many years and still are, if looking back, the war in Iraq was a digression, a distraction from the apprehension and death of Osama bin Laden, or part of the whole operation?
Well, of course, at the time the decision was made to go into Iraq, we had reason to believe, it turned out to be wrong, but at the time we had reason to believe that he was in possession of weapons of mass destruction, that he might share them with bin Laden's co-conspirators or others. There were terrorists living in Baghdad at the time. And so it was a risk management measure. And I don't think that looking back on it changes that fact.
And what do you feel about the death of Osama bin Laden today?
Well, like everyone else, I'm delighted. It's taken a very long time. It was an enormously difficult task. The key, as in all things related to combating terrorism, was intelligence. We're not going to find people unless we have solid, reliable intelligence. And building that up over time is difficult. It's costly, but it's had a gratifying result in this case.
Is there a stylistic comparison that, you know, is possible here, or should we stay away from it? For instance, the intelligence that, you know, was said to be the justification for the war in Iraq, contrasted with the intelligence that took 4 years of methodical human intelligence work to turn the pseudonym that was discovered at Gitmo, again, Gitmo created during the Bush administration as the interrogation center for intelligence on the detainees there. But it took 4 years for that piece of intelligence to bear fruit. Do you see a difference in style, one methodical, one perhaps acting precipitously?
No, because in fact, the intelligence that the judgments about Saddam's possession of weapons of mass destruction was collected over many years itself. And in fact, we'd been all over Iraq. We believed that we had a good accounting of things that had gone into Iraq, but we couldn't account for what had come out. And unfortunately, Saddam didn't cooperate in enlightening
Indeed.
Us. If he'd helped us understand that things had been destroyed by documenting it, that war would never have taken place.
We're talking with the former Assistant Secretary of Defense under President Ronald Reagan, Richard Perle, who was also a senior advisor to the George Bush administration. On May 1st of 2003, in an op-ed in USA Today, you advised relax, celebrate victory, talking about the sort of mission accomplished moment that we remember so tragically today. Can we relax today?
No, of course not, and it was obviously wrong to relax then. No, we're still locked in combat with people who want to destroy us, destroy our way of life, our civilization, who want to impose their way of life on the whole world. It's a millenarian movement, and it's not going to go away just because bin Laden has been killed. And in fact, in recent years, others have played important roles in coordinating the ongoing activities of al-Qaeda. So I wish we could say it's over, but clearly we can't.
Richard Perle, I'm wondering if the death of bin Laden is in some ways, as many people have suggested, more important to the United States than to anyone else, that in fact al-Qaeda has been largely inefficient for some time and we should be looking elsewhere in pursuing the war on terror.
Well, of course, it's particularly gratifying here because so much of the death and destruction took place here, although not uniquely here. The victims' families and friends are obviously happy to see this closure. So it has a profound effect here. Abroad, bin Laden remained a symbol. With a following, or at least with large numbers of individuals willing to express themselves in his support. So it's a symbolic destruction as well as a real one, but it has political consequences, especially at a moment when what is sweeping the region is not a turn toward Obama's philosophy, which profoundly rejected any concept of democracy.
You mean Osama bin Laden's philosophy, not Obama's philosophy?
I'm sorry, Osama bin Laden's philosophy. So what's going on now in the Middle East is a rejection of a key tenet of bin Laden's, which was his anti-democratic philosophy.
Finally, Richard Perle, do you see a concert in the pro-democracy movements in the Middle East and all of the policies of the United States that led to this moment in the war on terror?
No, unfortunately, I don't. We should have been doing much more to encourage democratic evolution in the region, not least of all because some of the change might have happened in a more peaceful way. It's happening in a violent way in some places now. And we're rather late to the party in some respects. It's certainly true that there has been an institution or institutions promoting democracy in the region, but we've been inconsistent in doing that. And the beginning of this administration seemed to reject the idea that we should be encouraging democratic change. But it's now happening, and even if we're a little late to the party, I hope we will be consistent in our support for these changes.
Well, thank you, Richard Perle, Assistant Secretary of Defense under the Reagan administration, part of our reaction to the news this morning. Thank you.
And we want to get your reaction. You can give us a call at 877-8-MY-TAKE on the news of the death of Osama bin Laden. I'm Celeste Headlee.
And I'm John Hockenberry. This is The Takeaway.